This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. In Jammu and Kashmir, the historic Mughal Road, the alternate national highway which connects the twin border districts of Rajouri and Poonch of Jammu Division with the Shopian district in Kashmir Valley, has been reopened for vehicular traffic. Our Jammu correspondent reports, after remaining closed for one day due to the fresh snowfall, the highway was open for light motor vehicles travelling from Poonch towards Shopian only. However, the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44, Srinagar-Sonmar-Gumri SSG Road and Sinthan Road continue to remain closed due to the prevailing weather and road conditions. The authorities have advised commuters to refrain from travelling on these closed routes until further notice. At least three people lost their lives because of a cloudburst in Seri Bangna area of Ramban district in Jammu region this morning. Over 100 people were rescued after heavy rain triggered a flash flood in Dharamkund village. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Deputy Commissioner Basir ul Haq Chaudhary said, multiple vehicles were swept away in the flood caused by an overflowing stream. The deputy commissioner said vehicular movement along the strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway is blocked due to landslides and mudslides following heavy rainfall.
नेशनल हाईवे है जो कश्मीर को रेस्ट ऑफ द कंट्री से जोड़ती है तो बहुत सारी गाड़ियां जो है वो स्टैंडर्ड यहां पे थी उनको जो है वो हमने रेस्क्यू करके जो है सेफ लोकेशन पे पहुंचा दिया गया है वहां पे जो स्टैंडर्ड पैसेंजर्स हैं उनके रुकने का भी इंतजाम है खाने पीने का भी इंतजाम है और जो ही नेशनल हाईवे खुलेगा तो उसके बाद उनको जो है वो यहां से दोबारा भेजा जाएगा अपने अपने डेस्टिनेशन पे ह्यूमन लाइफ का जो है लॉस वो बिल्कुल भी किसी तरीके से नहीं होना चाहिए पहले से ही अपनी टीम्स को कंट्रोल रूम्स को रेस्क्यू टीम्स को अलर्ट करके रखा हुआ है जिसमें एसडीआरएफ है एनडीआरएफ है ये सारी जो है वो ऑन द स्पॉट है ग्राउंड पे है
Ramban District Administration has released emergency contact numbers for 24/7 help at District Control Room. The numbers are 01998295500 and 01998266790. The Bharatiya Janata Party today launched a nationwide campaign, Waqf Sudhar Jan Jagran Abhiyan, to spread awareness about the benefits of the Waqf Amendment Act. The campaign will continue till the 5th of next month. Under the campaign, the BJP leaders and workers will visit Muslim communities and make them aware about the amended act. West Bengal Governor C.V. Ananda Bose will submit a report to the centre on his findings on the ground-level situation in the wake of the communal violence at Murshidabad. Talking to media persons after completing his tour of the troubled areas, the governor said that he will take up the incident with Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The festival of Easter is being celebrated across the world today. It signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion and death at Calvary on Good Friday. Reports of Easter celebrations have been received from different parts of the country and abroad. Special masses are being held at churches to mark the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Jeddah this week, marking the first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia's commercial hub in over four decades. The high-profile visit underscores the remarkable transformation of India-Saudi relations from modest beginnings to a comprehensive strategic partnership spanning economic, defense, and cultural dimensions. Vice President of the United States of America, J.D. Vance, will arrive in New Delhi tomorrow morning on a four-day official visit to India. This will be Vance's first visit to India. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow evening. In Canada, a prominent Gurudwara in Vancouver was vandalized with pro-Khalistan graffiti overnight, sparking outrage among the local Sikh community. The incident occurred at the Khalsa Diwan Society, KDS Gurudwara, commonly known as the Ross Street Gurudwara. Russia's defense ministry today accused Ukraine of breaking the 30-hour Easter ceasefire declared by Russian President Vladimir Putin. On the other hand, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia has continued attacking Ukraine despite announcing a unilateral Easter truce. Moving on to sports, in IPL T20 cricket put into bat, Punjab Kings set a target of 158 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.